from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's get people caught up as to what's going on today here on the Carson Anderson program. We are out at Detroit Lions practice, which gets underway at 12:45. So myself, Gator, and our crew broadcasting live from the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions, and Dan Campbell lead the boys onto the field. Practice starts at 12:45. We've already seen a player or two out there trickling out and doing some stuff. But You can listen to the show all the way through, and we'll talk about what we see in front of us a little bit later on as we get you set for this coming season. You can stream through the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY, and listen to the show anywhere in the United States, which is going to come a day where you're out of the market and you're going to go, man, I wonder what's being said in Detroit. And this will be a way that you can quickly log in and find out. It's free, and there's a 24-hour archive. Everything is logged for 24 hours. So you can go back and listen to the very beginning of the show where I was totally discombobulated, if you so choose. If that's what you want to do. You could also stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where I believe Evan has posted Champ and Chump, the two people voted for yesterday, Champ and Chump of the weekend. Additionally, you could stream with video. See where we're broadcasting from, myself and Gator. Go to twitch.tv.
It's not polite to point, but I just did.
You did. Go to twitch.tv and search up 971 The Ticket or youtube.com, same thing. You can participate in the streaming chat there, and occasionally we'll turn the cameras around. We're not allowed to show other people, but we can show our broadcast location. So I'm just letting you see the field from where we are. Gator, maybe we'll have you go out and hit that blocking sled. See that one right there, right in front of us?
Yeah, I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what else is really going to appreciate that? My lower back.
Dude, but you were talking about low man wins. You go hit that blocking sled right there. And
yeah, that's great. Yeah. And this low man will be heading on to the emergency room.
Anyway, we've opened talking about how, so many of us have played sports or, went through, remember what it was like when you were a kid. And you think about practice and what something taught, somebody taught you that absolutely made you better. And I talked about the hockey drill and the golf coach, stuff they showed me that absolutely made me better. You talked about remembering something from your football days that you think is true at every level. Low man wins.
Yep.
So, Kang, is there anything, before we get to the phone calls, anything with you that that really resonated and made you better at whatever you were trying to play?
Yeah, I didn't like practice, but practice is how you learn, to do things correctly. And from a very young age, when you're small, everyone kind of does this. You're too small and weak to, like, get the ball to the rim in basketball, right? So I would I put the ball behind my head, and I just kind of put the ball up there. And that's how I shot the ball until, I want to say, third, fourth grade. Went to camp one day. I was De La Salle camp, actually, in Warren. And I went to camp for a week, and the coaches brought me out in front of everyone and showed everyone how I shot the ball. It's kind of embarrassing, right? But I actually made the shot, though. And said that coach goes, that's not what was supposed to happen, by the way. You're supposed to miss that. But anyways, he taught me how to shoot the ball. And from that point forward, I learned how to shoot the ball correctly. And so that's a big thing in, you know, in practice is learning how to do things correctly. And from there on, I was able to shoot the ball like you're supposed to shoot the ball and shoot it relatively well, I think, at some points in my life. but learning how to do things right is the most important thing. So for practice, as much as I hated it, that was a big moment in, you know, my young sports career, learning how to play and shoot correctly.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. We go to Brian. You're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hello, gentlemen. Love your show.
Thanks,
Brian.
I had a problem bunting the ball in baseball.
Yeah.
But I was left-handed, and I batted right. So okay. I caught the ball with my right hand, and I had a professional player come over, graduated from our school, and said, Brian, you catch the ball with your right hand. Yeah. So he said, put the bat in your hand and catch the ball. And I never had a problem bunting after that.
So I coach kids in baseball, and one of the drills we had was we had them put on their glove, actually put on the wrong-handed glove. So if you're a righty, you put on a left-handed glove, and you'd hold the bat, and you'd square to bunt and try and catch it in the glove. And that's exactly the way we taught them how to do it. And who was the player? Do you remember who the player was, Brian, that taught you to do that?
Yeah, his name was Bill Fahey. Went to Rutgers Union High School, and he actually played for the Tigers catcher. For a while. He was a catcher.
Wasn't he a catcher?
Yeah. So anyway, no, that was a light bulb moment for me. So.
No, he's 100% right. I mean, there's more ways to teach.
I'm glad
kids
you're telling
how to
a professional
it.
He was right.
Yeah. Well, there's more ways to teach kids how to do it, but yeah, catching the ball with your top hand is one of the very effective ways to teach people how to bunt. Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. Practice was the best. You learn there. That's where you make mistakes, not the games. The games are where you have to be perfect and great. Practice will get you there. From Joe in Toledo, I loved practice in baseball. You get more swings and more ground balls for you to practice.
I enjoyed baseball practice quite a bit. There wasn't anything about baseball practice I didn't like, except for some of the sitting around waiting.
Yeah, that's a challenge of baseball practice, is keeping everybody moving.
Yeah. But football practice, there was a lot that you wouldn't like. Swim practice was awful.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I mean, hey, just lots of swimming, this just in. And it was tough because it was all time-based. The times that I enjoyed swim practice were when we would work on starts and turns. Because that was like, you're not trying to beat a time and
do
10 hundreds on the, 10 minutes. You had to do just working on starts and turns. And that's when you got closer instruction. It's really beneficial.
Next, man, I miss baseball, practice included. Give me some batting practice and ground balls all day. That's from an unnamed texter. Get me to the game so I can knock the catcher on her ass from left field.
Oh.
That's from Steve in Madison Heights. Okay, Steve. Maybe a little aggressive there, Steve.
Well, it's that relation like Kang throwing the ball at the softball, the Jimmy Samuelson softball classic.
Oh, is that what that's referenced to?
Whatever, Steve. No one ran on me after that.
And Eric Erickson went flying. Somehow went. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, held onto the ball, which it looks like it's a TV trick with the camera there.
For people who missed it, a charity softball game, Kang was playing left field, and thank you, Steve, for bringing it up. And there was a base hit to left, and Kang came up firing for a play at home. Erickson was the catcher, and she got knocked quite a ways backwards by the throw.
Yes.
But it was spectacular. As a kid, my stepdad showed me how to add backspin to my golf shot. After that, I did it practically every shot, and it ruined my game. That's from John Lake Orion. Have you been ever been able to intentionally back up a golf ball?
Intentionally, no.
Yeah.
Has it happened? It has. And when it's happened, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I sort of understand the concept of how to do it. It's just that's not how I hit a golf ball, so... It's about, I guess, hitting the divot in front of the ball. I'm no good at that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.